Songs for a New World opened at the Theater Center and runs this weekend through November 6th. This dynamic musical review by Jason Robert Brown, who wrote the music and lyrics, is the opening show in this season's Circle series. It's exciting, funny, and quite moving, says the Theater Center, and features four singers, Lisa Gates, Haley Graham, Caleb Hicks, and Cody Keehan, who portray many different characters in this highly engaging evening of song. Songs for a New World is co-produced by Crutcher Pianos and features Andrew Chauncey as musical director and accompanist, and Mitchell McCain as stage manager. The Theater Center's artistic director, George Quick, also directed Songs for the New World, and he stopped by our studio to talk about the show.
It's like a book of poetry in a way. So while everything isn't directly, each song, the lyrics to each song, aren't directly related to each other necessarily. There are connections. And as a director, it's a fascinating challenge to see how you make those connections in the actor's physical life while they're singing the lyrics to the songs.
Composer Jason Robert Brown has said of his show, Songs for a New World, it's about one moment. It's about hitting the wall and having to make a choice, or take a stand, or turn around and go back.
Jason Robert Brown, as a composer and a lyricist, is pretty amazing. And he's doing something with theater music that is a little more up to date, but it does still harken back to sort of what's brought us here through time in theater music. His lyrics are very powerful in a subtle way sometimes, and then some of them maybe not so subtle.
The Theater Center says the music is heavily influenced by a broad range of musical genres, including pop, gospel, jazz, and classical music.
Some of the stuff will remind you, it reminds some people of the Manhattan Transfer. It's very close harmonies for people singing. Some of it is very gospel. Some of it is a little almost Earth, Wind, and Fire vocals. And then some of it is, you know, like a classical song cycle and everything in between. And he's able to thread that so that while each song is different, there's a kind of cohesion in the way he structures chords, and he has a definite style. You can recognize his style, even though he borrows from all those different traditions.
Some of the songs reference well-known historical and fictional characters, including Mrs. Santa Claus, Christopher Columbus, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Betsy Ross.
They sing a song called A New World. And it's about, at any given moment in time, we all have a choice to go forward, enter a new world, if you will, or fear can make us avoid that and try to stay comfortable and stay with what we know. And that segues immediately into a song that is Columbus on the deck of the sailing ship in 1492, praying to God to help him find this new world before everyone mutinies or dies of starvation. And right after that, we're taken to New York, where there's a woman out on the ledge on the 57th floor of a building on Park Avenue telling her husband that she's going to jump. And it's a very comical song, but it's about her threatening that she's going to jump because she's found out that he's having an affair. Then in the second act, there's a song, and it's called Surabaya Santa. And it's Mrs. Claus basically singing a song like that about, I've had it with you enough already. And right after that, there's a song called Christmas Lullaby, which is almost a Magnificat, if you will. It's a young woman singing about being pregnant and how she wants to be like Mother Mary, and she has the future of the world inside of her. And so there's things like that that tie together, but then there's, you know, other things that don't necessarily. But there is this thread throughout it of the new world. In other words, the next thing, what's the next thing that we're faced with at any given point. We have choices to make, turning right or left, or, you know, or am I going to do this today or that today? And some of those choices can seem banal, and some of them are earth-shattering. And that threads through all the time.
Quick says that the Chattanooga Theater Center is quite fortunate to have two stages to work from, as the circle stage allows for less traditional or less well-known shows to be performed.
It fits what we do in the circle, taking things that are lesser known, maybe a little edgier, or at least we can take a risk that they're not as well known, so maybe not as many people will come, but we don't have to have as many people come. So it still affords the opportunity for our local artists, who are all, you know, the four people in the singing cast, and then Andrew Chauncey plays the piano. They're brilliant. And to be able to have this opportunity for those people to perform these songs is really part of what our mission is. You know, we're not just here to produce plays that everybody's happy about seeing all the time and they all sell out. I'd love that, but I also want to afford the opportunity to challenge the theater artists that we have as performers. And this music does, and they have risen to the challenge.
For more information about the Theater Center and its Circle Series production, Songs for a New World, go online to theatercenter.com, or you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.